This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 143 through 145. Enter not into judgment, my rock. Blessed are the people, one generation to another, and an everlasting kingdom. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Salvation is near to those who A reading from Proverbs, chapter 30. The words of Agur, son of Yaka, the oracle. The man declares, "I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom. Nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Who has descended to heaven? Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know." This is the word of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, we're seated among the scoffers, those who claim to know everything, know very little, those who don't know the past are happy to condemn it. In a world of such folly, we are drawn to the simple truth that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so we should ask, what do I really know? I can burn down a house, but I can't build one. I can shatter glass, but can't install windows, certainly not in the chapel. I can criticize more easily, I guess they can't either. I can criticize, well there you go, more easily than I can create. I can wound, but I cannot heal. I can kill, but I cannot make alive. Are we so smart? Who among us is a Galileo or an Einstein? Who is an Edison or even a Musk? When we should be kneeling, we are looking down on things we don't understand. When we should be kneeling, we lob insults from the balcony. What do we really have to offer to those who came before us but thanksgiving? How much more so ought we have gratitude towards God? What do we know? Doctors and scientists are still grasping. Those who employ microscopes and telescopes are still fumbling in the dark, still unable to understand what it is that makes the world tick. What can we say about a universe so vast, about its origins, its scope, its beginning and end? What can we say about life in the petri dish, about the quantum world? Our brightest may study life, but they can't create it. I just read a book by Bill Bryson. Its cheeky title is The Body, A Guide for Occupants. Call it a kind of popular anatomy written by one curious for those of us who want to learn. Chock full of fascinating details, the book describes for us the cardiovascular system and the immune system, the guts and the nether regions. But what do we really know? The brain can be dissected, but it is far from being understood. When it comes to something so simple as the skin, we barely scratch the surface. At the time Bryson wrote the book, in 2019, Scientists could not even answer so simple a question as, how many hairs dot the landscape of the human body? Perhaps AI can now give us the answer, which our Lord knew all along. But the truth remains that however much we think we know, the bodies in which we live and breathe remain to us a mystery. And so it goes. The older I get, the more books I read, the less I seem to know. It's maddening. And with Agur, the son of Jacob, I am prone to say, surely I am too stupid to be a man. And so it is that we as pastors must learn to live with frustration, with ourselves and with our flock. Do we have ears to hear, eyes to see? Do you still not understand? We once were blind, but now we see. And yet even so, we Christians are often more like men with cataracts in our eyes. We see men like trees walking. Though humanity takes pride in its progress, we still find ourselves crashing in the same car, making the same mistakes over and over again. What can we say of the folly of our present age, in which the learned and the wise cannot answer so simple a question as, what is a woman? Cannot see the baby, no matter how clear the ultrasound. And when we look at ourselves, we are drawn to repeat the assessment of Agur, the man of Proverbs. I have not the understanding of a man. And if I am so bereft of earthly wisdom, how can I claim any wisdom from on high? If I cannot understand the things of this world, how will I understand the God who spoke this creation into existence? The one who created wind and wave, put birds in the air, fish in the sea, the marvelous animals that populate the land. When Job got too big for his britches, our Lord challenged him, saying, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Where were you when the morning stars sang together? Drawing from Job's wisdom, Agur asks, who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the winds in his fist? Who has wrapped up the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? To Agur's credit, he understood how little he knew, but he did know God, not because he had ascended into heaven, because it had been revealed to him. He had the book of Genesis. He knew the God who created by his eternal word, knew the God whose spirit hovered over the face of the waters. Agur knew the Lord God of Israel, who ransomed his children out of Egypt. And 1,000 years before the incarnation, Agur knew the triune God. Agur asks, what is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. Perhaps he saw such a mystery in the Lord who said, let us make man in our own image. Perhaps he saw it in the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Perhaps he saw the Father and the Son in the story of Abraham and Isaac. In the fullness of time, the pictures come into focus, like a grainy photo whose pixels are put in place. Who is the one who said to Moses, I am who I am? He is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What was seen in Abraham and Isaac? The father who offered up his son as a sacrifice upon the cross. Agur challenges us even today. Who is the true God? What is his name? And what's his son's name? And with the centurion, we make the great confession. Truly, this was the Son of God. Surely the crucified one is God, the full revelation. And when we gather at the table of the Lord, we are like friends let in on a secret. We are now given the key to life's mystery. No need to sit in the seat of scoffers. No need to stumble in the darkness. And so with Agur, we must learn the lesson of the ants and the badgers, the locusts and the lizards, the lessons of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. For they have been created by a God who provides all things. But you are worth more than birds in the sky. You have been created in God's image. You know and are known. Who is it that established the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely now you know. And with that fear of God comes the beginning of wisdom. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation,
and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
For you have been my help,
and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Most merciful God, you want everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Grant, we implore you, that by the preaching of your gospel, we may be given the wisdom that leads to salvation. By your Holy Spirit, keep us attentive to all the teachings of your word. Enable us with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only true God. Grant that all who are in error, doubt, or temptation may be enlightened by your holy word with a sure and certain knowledge of your truth, and that all who live in sin may be led to repentance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I
thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, that I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.